Chapter 35, Jehovah Reigneth.
Oh, come, let us sing unto Jehovah. Let us make a joyful noise to the rock of our salvation. Let us come before his presence with thanksgiving. Let us make a joyful noise unto him with psalms. For Jehovah is a great God, and a great King above all gods. In his hand are the deep places of the earth. The heights of the mountains are his also. The sea is his, and he made it, and his hands formed the dry land. Oh, come, let us worship and bow down. Let us kneel before Jehovah our Maker. For he is our God, and we are the people of his pasture and the sheep of his hand. Today, oh, that ye would hear his voice. Harden not your heart as at Meribah, as in the day of Massa in the wilderness, when your fathers tempted me, proved me, and saw my work. 40 years long was I grieved with that generation, and said, It is a people that do err in their heart, and they have not known my ways. Wherefore I swear in my wrath that they should not enter into my rest. O, sing unto Jehovah a new song. Sing unto Jehovah all the earth. Sing unto Jehovah, bless his name. Show forth his salvation from day to day. Declare his glory among the nations, his marvelous works among all the peoples. For great is Jehovah, and greatly to be praised. He is to be feared above all gods, for all the gods of the peoples are idols. But Jehovah made the heavens. Honor and majesty are before him. Strength and beauty are in his sanctuary. Ascribe unto Jehovah, ye kindreds of the peoples. Ascribe unto Jehovah glory and strength. Ascribe unto Jehovah the glory, do his name. Bring an offering and come into his courts. O, worship Jehovah in holy array. Tremble before him all the earth. Say among the nations, Jehovah reigneth. The world also is established that it cannot be moved. He will judge the peoples with equity. Let the heavens be glad, and let the earth rejoice. Let the sea roar and the fullness thereof. Let the field exult and all that is in therein. Then shall all the trees of the wood sing for joy before Jehovah. For he cometh to judge the earth. He will judge the world with righteousness and the peoples with his truth. Psalms 95 and 96. From the American Revised Version.